Hello, it's
Okay.
Friday, the 1st of November in the year of our Lord, 2024. We're back. I always say a nightly news, but it's not. It's now a weekly news update. There's only two of us tonight. It's myself and the wonderful Christy. Hello, my love.
Hello, nice to hear your voice.
Just the two of us.
That's
So we've got a lot to
nice.
talk to. I started a week's long election special, and every night for the last three nights, I've been, well, no, is it four nights? It's three nights. I've been talking to our friends across the pond. They've been fantastic conversations. We've got another three chats between, well, that'll be out tomorrow. James, who founded Liberty Tactics with me. James Britpod, if anyone remembers the old days when Liberty Tactics first started. James is now obviously over in Tennessee with his wife and wonderful family, and he'll be with us tomorrow, and I can't wait. And we have Brent Hamacek, who's an editor, along with Jack Posobiec at Human Events. He'll be joining us, and the one and only Greg Fernandez Jr., who has done election build up with me since the 2016 election. So we've done it every year we've done it. On every it's not every year, every election. So I can't wait to speak to him. So yeah, we've got a lot on. Christy, you've just said there's horrible things happening in Spain. What's going on?
Yes, yeah, horrendous. So, well, day ago, so maybe a day, 2 days ago, they had absolutely horrendous torrential rain, and it's caused the mud, like a mud flood, to happen. And it's basically the deadliest floods in decades, unleashing all the mud waters, and it's turned the village streets into rivers, destroyed homes, and swept away bridges, railway tracks, and cars. It's really unknown the amount of people that are still missing, but they reckon it's around about 800 at the moment that are unaccounted
Wow.
for. And there's people just dead in their cars, still there now. And I think it's been about 72 hours since it happened, something like that. So they're saying that they want people to spread the word about the situation, the abandonment due to the flooding in the province of Valencia, Spain. The government today sent only 500 soldiers to help. The army denounces that they have not been allowed to act. That's what it says. And it says almost 72 hours have passed, and there has been more 200 dead, 800 missing. The towns are devastated. The houses and garages, everything is just absolutely destroyed. Thousands of people have lost everything, houses, cars, businesses. The streets are just full of mud, overturned cars, and there's been robberies and home occupations, population without electricity, water, data network, and the government is criminal, basically. It wants death. Like with COVID, nothing is coincidental. Sorry, I couldn't get my words out.
Yeah, because it was Spain that had all that. They locked down that hotel at first, wasn't it? Do you remember? No, it was that was Tenerife, actually. That was Tenerife, but the Spanish government shut all that down when people holidayed, you know, when it first came out, and you had all the pictures coming out with people in the pool with their masks on.
That's right. Yes, I do remember that
Spain,
really well.
there's some really dodgy stuff with the Spanish government, the Spanish police, especially like the whole Jay Slater case. I mean, the cover up there is just, I mean, it's shocking. So the Spanish police and government, yeah, dodgy as hell.
Well, there's also been some stuff about obviously to do with lithium around there and smart cities development. So it's going to be one of the areas for the smart city. There's a lot to do with, lithium for the batteries of the EVs and stuff. So I'm not really too clued up on all that of the reason
Well,
why, but
lithium, look what if people are, if there's lithium and it's all in the air, look what lithium did to Britney Spears.
Oh, yes.
Like, they were trying to get Kanye onto lithium. Lithium is what goes into bloody batteries. I can remember talking about this with Brian, you know, because they were considering putting lithium in the water. And it's, that goes into batteries. And well, look at the state of Britney Spears now. She can't string a sentence together. They've destroyed her. So imagine if that's in the air or whatever. I don't know. But it's getting into contact.
Well, yeah, there's something about
the health repercussions are going to be like, it'll make turn people into zombies if it's in, if it's out in, like, if they're, it's getting into people. I don't know. It might not, I might be going down the wrong path when it comes to the lithium, but surely if that's out in the,
I'm not really sure, but I've seen a lot of mentions. Obviously, there's something to do with the lithium. They need that for this agenda because of the smart cities, and that's what they're going to be using, isn't it? For
So I've gone down. Yeah, okay. So yeah, I went down a totally different path with that one then.
You know, they're mining for it in that area for the smart cities and stuff. I don't really know 100%, but
there's not going to be smart cities.
The other thing,
I know, no one believes me and thinks I'm completely living in this hopium dream world, but I'm telling you.
I think there's going to be, because, like, they're preparing, they're wiping out.
I know
places,
they are,
like,
but they're the deep state, and they are being, that anything can turn around within a blink of an eye with God. Anything, just like that. I'm telling you. But anyway, let's also prepare for the worst, okay?
Yeah.
Prepare for the worst. Go on.
The other thing is that an article that someone found, which was, it said Morocco ramps up its cloud seeding program amid fears that it will affect Spain's climate. So that's another thing. There's something to do with that. But one last thing about that, which I thought was really interesting. I actually sent you the article on the link, so you can have a look at that. Sadly.
So what else is happening here in the UK? Because I have literally been focusing on what's going on over in the States, the election, and what's going on, and the Diddy stuff, which we'll get to. But is there any other news topics, any stories that I should know about that are important?
Well, obviously, there was a march. There was a protest in London, which was on Saturday. And there was thousands and thousands of people there. It was absolutely heaving with people for the Tommy Robinson protest. But
yeah,
it was quite strange because, like, he handed himself in, like, the day before the big protest that he'd arranged. And then all of a sudden he said he's handing himself in. And he handed himself in, and now he's allegedly in prison. So it's all a bit odd, I find. But, you know, he's got a very big support, you know, support here and a lot of supporters. But I just find it all a little bit odd, personally, that he would actually hand himself in after arranging such a big protest. And then they're saying now, it's kind
didn't he
of
do
like
that before? He buggered off, didn't he? He disappeared, and the other protests were getting arrested, and he kind of just buggered off and went into hiding.
He always does that. I've seen that before, like a while ago at a protest, where it's kind of like he was there, but then as soon as there was a bit of trouble happening, like he's first, like, someone had filmed him getting into a car with, like, these huge guys, and then he's gone then, and he's nowhere to be seen. So he kind of, like, you know, but then, like you said, each time it seems that he's not there for long. He's always an arrest, and then he's always asking for money. And this time I do find it quite strange, because when that it was his protest, and he should, why would you hand yourself in before? If you knew you were going to be arrested, you would at least go there, wouldn't you? And I would be arrested.
Did he openly admit it? Did he say that he'd gone in and handed himself in? Or was that going to be, if he hadn't gone arrested,
He admitted that he'd handed himself in. And then, so thousands of people went to London for his protest that he wasn't there. And then, so he's now in prison, they're saying. And at first, they were saying that he was going to be in solitary confinement for his protection. But now they've moved him into Belmarsh, and I think he's now in open. He's not in solitary anymore. And they're now saying, or he's now getting his people, or his people are putting out information on the group saying that he's in the same prison as the boy or the man that allegedly killed those, because I say allegedly
Allegedly
because
killed who?
those three girls, the three girls that got stabbed, and this guy, and oh
Oh,
gosh, it's been.
yes.
So three girls got stabbed, and there was riots after it because, oh yeah. So that happened, and obviously, like I always say, well, we just never really know the 100% the truth of anything. It's very difficult to find out the truth because, as we know, the media lie, and everyone who's in control of anything seems to, well, they use things to suit their agendas. So I always think we just wait and see, because, but this guy, you see, just after the protest as well, what happened was, then they announced that this man who stabbed these three girls, that he they were saying that he'd had something found on him that was like, I think, a terrorist book and something else. So now they're saying that he was, as if he was some sort of terrorist. Oh, I honestly, it's really, really, it's like as if, it's like step by step, though. It's like the protest in London, then Tommy
The
Robinson's
arrest,
arrested,
then the
then it's
solitary confinement, then it's put in an
then.
open prison where the same dude who, wow, yeah.
Yeah, now he's in the prison with the same person who stabbed these three girls. And yeah, there's an awful lot going on. But I mean, what they're trying to do now is, now they're sort of like letting it out as if this person was actually, they're saying he was this terrorist, which, this is why that a lot of people got arrested, because they were saying that. But now, arrested,
Oh, right.
after
Yeah,
the
it turns out
riots.
that he was, so they weren't. Yeah, they
Now
weren't. Oh.
it's saying that he was. So yeah. So, but then somebody else from UNN, he's done some information about it, and he's saying that this guy, there's something to do with the country he came from and the government here. That happened with the people in Rwanda, and that's quite an interesting one as well. So I
Yeah,
don't know whether
is
he
he the dude who also was on Children in Need? It is the same bloke,
yeah,
isn't it? Yeah.
his name,
Yeah,
yeah.
okay. All roads lead via the BBC when it comes to stuff like this. I can
Oh.
remember Brian Nye doing how they go over to countries and start up, programs to help things, and then the next thing the kind of countries from they're going over to kind of set the scene over there, rattle things up. But it's always the BBC. And as I say all the time, why are people still working for the BBC? I don't care if you've had a great career there. If you're working within the BBC, you can get another job somewhere else, or even better, go and start your own podcast. Why would you still have your, why are you still associating your name with the BBC? Knowing what they are complicit in and have been for years and years and years and still are. Because if you're still there, you condone the abuse of children. Simples. Thank you. Next.
Exactly. It's
Next.
shocking, isn't it?
Anything else I
Well,
should know?
just to say about this guy. So this guy now, so I just want to make this clear. So they're now sort of giving the public the idea that this guy could be some sort of extremist, yeah, terrorist type of thing, because of the book that they found and something else, which I can't remember. But somebody else found information where this boy had come from, Rwanda, And in 1994, there was 800,000 people slaughtered in Rwanda. And they were,
I think I remember that.
And tens and thousands of them, of the massacre, who were part of it, headed towards the UK and Europe. And many of them who were behind these horrific crimes were falsely allowed to claim asylum. These mass murderers then went on to have families and embedded themselves in countries they went to, living lives in comfort and luxury.
This is why, this is exactly what's been going on in the States. Hence, you look to the States, report what's going on, because you can guarantee the same crimes that were happening couple of years, when it all kicked off there, it will be trickling here soon enough. And that is exactly what's going on in America.
Oh, is
and they're
it?
Coming to our tiny little country. It's an agenda. It's totally an agenda.
Yeah. Well, it's just to finish that off. So it just
Sorry.
That's all right. So it says security services were fully aware of this. As were the authorities. In many cases, the British judge basically had they wouldn't let them return to Rwanda, as they don't think they will get a fair trial. So can you understand now why the government might be in panic mode? So this is
we're war criminals. They're basically war criminals, and they've embedded themselves in the country by having their children here, probably living in a council house, getting everything paid for, a good education. But at the end of the day, they're still, they have a different total culture. They do things differently. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In different ways, they have certain practices that we don't have in our society, whatever. They're war criminals. They've just brought in war criminals. That's what they've done.
They've done that. So this boy is the child of one family that came to here, to the UK, because they lived in Cardiff in Wales. So anyway, that's about it. So that's little bits of everything. It's an awful lot, really, to sort of look into.
How have you had to go look for that story? Or is it, is it like mainstream news that about this boy and who the family are? Or did you have to kind of go and dig a bit for it?
Yeah, because that's not mainstream. Because I think what they're doing is, on the mainstream, they're trying to make people think that he's a Muslim terrorist, because they want to stir up the thing now. This is what it's all about, isn't it? They want to stir up this between the Muslims and the people, the British people. So, with the Tommy Robinson thing, now he's in prison, people are a bit angry, he's in prison, now he's going to be the guy who stabbed the girls, the Rwandan guy, and then they're kind of saying that he's found with a terrorist book. So it's all step by step to just...
But it's all happening, though. This is exactly it. People have got to realise what our government and their agenda is, to rattle up, look for the little agents hiding here or there. Do you know what I mean? And in the places. And this is the Great Awakening. It is absolutely happening. I'm telling you, it's happening.
Good, I hope so.
1,000,000%.
Right, I'll let you get on with your news.
Okay, I haven't got that much. As I say, I've been doing the interviews on the election and what's happening. And I mean, the mainstream media, they'll show clips from CNN and they'll show clips from The View, and you've got people at a Kamala Harris, a couple of hundred people, and they're standing there, look at our crowd. I wouldn't bother going down the road because there's nobody there. And it's so triggering. And then you see the people at The View, and they're still going over about that Stormy Daniels. Every single thing has been thrown out of court. But they don't stop. But they are losing. Kamala Harris is making an absolute idiot of herself. Trump's packing stadiums. He was in the garbage truck. He's been at McDonald's. He's been shot. He's been arrested and had his mugshot taken. Kamala was never elected, voted for win for presidency. When she tried to run for president, she was the first one out. You know, when they were doing the Democratic, who was going to stand for the Democrats, she was the first one out. And she hasn't now been, they haven't voted to make her the Democratic party, the person to stand for president. She's just automatically walked in there. They kicked Joe out and they put her in. And Joe seems to just be embarrassing her completely. Every time she's about to go and do a big rally or do a big interview, he suddenly pops up online. So everyone's attention all comes out and gives a press conference just as she's taking the stage. So because Joe Biden's been absent for so long, to him to make these appearances all of a sudden, the press and focus goes over to Joe Biden. So I don't know. And then obviously he called Trump supporters garbage. Hence Trump trolling to the max, as only Trump does, turning up to his rally in a dumper truck. And I saw pictures earlier of people going out in Halloween costumes covered in garbage with Make America hats on. It was fun. So that's that. And one other thing that needs to be noted, listen to this. Every single person who is allegedly involved with crimes for Diddy in Hollywood is coming out and endorsing Kamala Harris. Every single, they had LeBron James today come out. He was pictured in a little French waitress, you know, with the tutu at Diddy's house, taking a party at a white party, LeBron James. So they're all coming out. Beyonce went up the stage and gave a few words. The crowd went mental because they were told it was going to be a free Beyonce concert. So the place was mobbed. And she didn't sing. She went on stage for 3 minutes and there was absolute uproar over that. She's had, basically everybody involved with the Diddy stuff is out there publicly endorsing Kamala Harris. Fascinating. Sorry about that, chaps. Life with Daxons. So, so all the celebrities that are going up and endorsing Kamala Harris are implicated in the Diddy cases, which is fascinating. There's been more children come through. One was a 10-year-old boy. The crimes are horrific. I think it's only going to get worse. Tony Busby, the lawyer who's got the 120 cases, he will be submitting paperwork with other celebrities' names on it in due course. And then the woman, and I can never remember her name, she's got 50, and she's just been at the grand jury where a gentleman has given evidence and J-Lo has been completely implicated over the rape of a 13-year-old girl after, was it the MTV Music Awards or the Grammys? Diddy had a party. It's when she was in like the rhinestone and the guy got shocked. You know, when Jennifer's in the white with the bandana on. Apparently he witnessed two celebrities, male and female, watch somebody and others abuse this girl. It's dark and it's dirty. And this is another, like, the next step will be really to expose the list at Epstein Island and actually what went on there, because it's going to be far worse than what we're hearing with Diddy. Any thoughts on all of this, Christy? It is the fall of Hollywood, I do believe.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I don't know an awful lot except for what I've heard you and Christine talking about. And I've seen a little bit of Justin Bieber talking about it and crying and different things. So I really don't know enough about it. You're the expert, you and Christine.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just your thoughts on the whole thing. I mean, it's absolute depravity. It's linked to the most famous of people that are kids. You know, listen to, and, you know, kids involved are getting abused. You know, young artists have gone through it.
Well, it's a disgusting industry. The whole thing is just absolutely,
and it has to be talked about. I know people say, why are you focused? Yeah, people say, why are you focused on these celebrities and everything else? Sorry, but it's involved. Anything that is involving children and people doing the most evil of crimes to innocents, I'm going to talk about it. Sorry.
Yeah. I know
it's happening everywhere, but, you know, people need to be so aware. You know, it could be one of your kids who's going off to a concert and they're hanging around after, picked up and put into a car.
I know.
That's what it is. Your kids, you think they're going off. You know, one, they're probably being completely and utterly mind controlled. If you're going back on that Travis Scott Astro World and what happened there.
That was, you know, absolutely frightening. Horrendous, that was. Yeah,
you know, then you had the shooting with that Ariana Grande. You know, there's always kind of something. But do you know what's been, I noticed that people are talking about it a lot. And I never picked up on it. Every time you go and see, like, with the Grammy Awards and people are thanking everyone, you know, for this award, every person thanks Beyonce. Every single person.
Yeah, it's different.
They all thank Beyonce. She's high priestess. She's a high priestess. You're only going to get there if you bend the knee. And what they're saying now, the story is, Kanye West, when he stormed the stage and said Beyonce took the trophy off Taylor Swift,
yeah,
and said about Beyonce, she wasn't going to thank Beyonce. And he actually saved her, because in her speech there was no mention of Beyonce. He could see where it was going. And he went up and jumped in. So they're now saying he wasn't disrespecting Taylor at all. He actually saved her. Because anyone who disses Beyonce ends up dead. A bit like Hillary.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh.
Well, Aaliyah died to give rise to Beyonce. You had Jay-Z's side piece, can't remember her name. She died. You don't hear if there was that Blue Cantrell. Do you remember she did that Breathe? I'm only lonely, darling. I shouldn't sing it. But she was huge. She disappeared because she was like competition with Beyonce. Everyone just disappears. So anyway, that's the celebrity gossip.
Evil, nasty people.
It is really nasty. I think the House of Windsor is falling. It looks like there's trouble at the palace. I've only seen a few headlines, but William's being humiliated. I think Harry and Meghan are about to make a return. No one's seen Kate, by the way. Again, she's kind of disappeared a bit. She's gone back into, like, have her batteries recharged or put them back in her little her little bloody test tube. Oh, I don't know. It's such a weird situation. You know, we still haven't had any explanation about the horses. Okay, they said the horses bolted in central London, but there hasn't been one single picture of the actual incident happening. With the number of mobile phones that are in London, there has not been one photograph. All we've had is a photograph of two horses galloping down the mall or wherever it was.
So they set that up then for a...
Who knows? I don't know what the hell's going on, Christy. I really don't. But there's something afoot. There is definitely something afoot. All the Kate stuff away for over 7 months, all the fake photographs, the video. Did she even have cancer? Because I haven't heard her show support or charity work at all, mentioning any cancer at all, or helping survivors of cancer. Never once has she mentioned it.
Well, there was something about chemo again recently, mentioning her with some sort of key. I don't know.
I thought she was clear of it. But then she turns up at the Trooping of the Colour, like looking like completely fresh, new bum, new face. You know, what's going on there? Was it really her? We know about the hologram things. I mean, it's unbelievable. We know clones, 6 months. We discussed this before, haven't we, Dolly the Sheep? So
that's right.
We don't know where Kate is. Andrew has, Charles isn't going to give Andrew any money. He's cut Andrew off, apparently. So Andrew's going to have to come out and spill the beans about how bad Charles is, I reckon. the fight of the
didn't
house.
Didn't they do it years ago with the gladiator? Didn't they tell us then that he died, didn't he, while they were filming? I can't think of his name now. He used to drink a lot. Very
Russell
famous.
Crowe. Yeah, Russell Crowe.
No, it wasn't Russell Crowe. The guy that died, wasn't it? And he was I can't think of his name now. And he died during, like, halfway through filming, but they still managed to finish the film. They used, you know, the stuff to
Oh,
do
was it Heath Ledger?
They...
Was it Heath Ledger? Heath
Oh,
Ledger?
my gosh. I don't know.
He played the Joker in one of the Batmans.
No.
Yeah, they did amazing things with that.
Yeah.
Oh, I know who you mean. I know who you mean. Oh, he's great. And he's got the best voice. Christopher Reed.
That's right. Christopher Reed died. And they
right.
had half the film to go or something. And I remember that years ago because they said they could still carry on with the film and put him in. You know, they still had the stuff that they could, you know, put him in, that he was there, but he wasn't. And they kind
exactly.
of let
well, look
him
at
know
the technology
that years
now.
Ago.
Yeah.
Exactly. So how long have they really been doing that? I mean, they kind of like mentioned those things years ago, but obviously they've probably been using that the AI, you know,
the AI
and all that stuff for a lot longer, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I really do.
Much longer
than
we realised, possibly, I would say.
I'd say definitely. Well, we're going to close it up. If you feel led to support us, we would very, very much appreciate it. I'm going to be back tomorrow with three or four more interviews running up to the big day on Tuesday. And then hopefully we'll do a roundtable of everyone who'd been on over the course of the week and discuss the aftermath of November the 5th. So I do believe military are going to come in control at some point. They're either going to crump, the White Hats are either going to let the steal happen, and it's so big and so blatant, there's going to be public uproar that there's the military come in control, or is it going to be just before, within the next few days? Who knows? But what a time to be alive. Everyone,
it sure
pray. Pray for everybody affected in these times right now. Pray for President Trump. Pray for all the patriots. Pray. And
Spain.
God's in control.
And Spain. Pray
and
for
what?
Spain.
Definitely pray for Spain.
Spain sounds horrific.
I'm going to have a look into that. That's tragic. And I feel embarrassed that I didn't know about it, especially as it's been 72 hours. So,
yeah, it's really bad. Really bad.
All right, then.
Thank you. I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you so much. LibertyTactics.co.uk. ExposingTheLie.info is Catherine's website. And if you're interested in anything to do with health, there is a link below for Clive de Carle products. They are the best. And if anyone is interested in the magic chair, email me, lou@libertytactics.co.uk. That's it. Good night. God bless. And I'll be back tomorrow. And Kat, Christine and Jason will be here next week. That's it. We're definitely going now. Bye.
Bye.